You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me as we go to God in prayer. Our good God in heaven, we honor you tonight. We thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you for peace. We thank you for your mercies, which endure. We thank you for your goodness, which is present all the time. And we thank you for your love, which is deeper and it's wider and it's higher than anything that man's mind has known. We ask that you manifest Christ to us tonight, Lord Jesus. We ask that you speak to us tonight. Do us good. Let your word bring light. Let your word bring life. Let your word bring understanding to everyone who hears. I bind the devil. I banish him. And I break his influence from any life, from any home. I ask that you do us good. I ask that you deliver the oppressed. I ask that you set captives free tonight. I destroy any weapon against the service, against your people. Do us good through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Well, you are welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. As we enter God's word concerning his son, may good things happen in your life and in mine. Say amen wherever you are. Open your Bible with me to John chapter 8. Today we want to learn something about our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to speak about an encounter with Jesus. An encounter with Jesus. What would happen? An encounter with Jesus. John chapter 8 from verse 1. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down, and with his finger he wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted of their own conscience, or by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when he had lifted up himself, that was Jesus, and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? And she said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. It's a very wonderful story of a woman's encounter with the Lord. It started in an unpleasant fashion, but it ended in a totally different light. When the woman was being brought, she was sure she was going to be stoned to death. She was sure that this was the end of it. She was a sinner. She did not try to excuse her sin or justify it. Interestingly, the people who brought her were in a similar state as she was. Only difference is what John said. Look at how he put it. He said, verse 3, the scribes, they brought to him a woman who was taken in adultery. Some other versions say, the English Standard Version says, the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery, placing her in the midst. Her only problem was that she had been caught. The others, the scribes and the Pharisees and all the bystanders who had joined this throng to end this woman's life, they were all sinners, but their sins weren't apparent. Not everyone had seen what they had done, but this woman had been caught in her own crime. In Ghana, where we live, if someone is caught stealing, this person will be lynched to death. It's like olden days Israel. They will stone the person with... I'm in the trauma and orthopedics department, and we see a lot of patients who have been assaulted. And if a good Samaritan or someone is able to intervene quickly enough, they'll prevent this person from being killed. But the person will sustain all sorts of injuries, and they target the head. They like want to finish the person. But the interesting thing is that these people who are stoning this thief, a lot of them have stolen from the state. A lot of them have stolen from companies and from their employers. They are no less thieves. Only thing is that they have not been caught. And the world is full of such people. But this woman was in luck today. Well, there's no luck in with God, but for the sake of my discourse, she was in luck today. She was sent to the right person. If she was sent to someone else, that would have been her end. They would have lynched her with this feeling of self-righteousness. The only reason why they felt strong enough to stone this woman with all their own sins was that they have not been caught. But the thing is that God knows the state of everyone's heart and everyone's life. He knows the secrets that we all keep. And that's why Jesus just looked at them. And he ignored them. You want to stone who? This woman? He just ignored them. Because looking at them, the Bible has said repeatedly that Jesus knew all things. He knew all men. He knew the hearts of men. When you are talking to Jesus, he knows what you are thinking. He knows. When Philip met him, he said, I knew you. When you were standing under the tree, I knew you. You are a Jew, and there's no guile in you. He said, how do you know this? He said, I don't know. I knew you. Jesus knew these people. Looking at them, all of them, guilty as the woman and deserving of the same fate. Why do I say they deserve the same fate? Of course, the woman deserved to die. Why does she deserve to die? The Bible says that sin has wages, or sin there is a payment for sin. Sin attracts certain wages. And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death. So that's Romans 6:23. So this woman, it's right. Moses' law says she should be stoned. But everyone there, by the same laws, has earned the same wages. The wages of sin is death. There are people in church today, before they come to sing, like right now that I'm speaking, they'll go and sleep with someone and come to church tomorrow to come and sing and lift up their hands and as if... And the pastor is preaching and preach to them, like But God knows you. That's why I like one scripture which the Paul, one thing that Paul said in his epistle to Timothy, in 2 Timothy 2:19, he said, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Depart from iniquity, he said. If you are living in sin, your sin has wages. You can dodge every lynching. You can dodge being found out. I mean, you can be such an intelligent accountant. You can rob your boss or rob the institution, and in the end, they'll give you a bonus. But you can't hide it from God. You can be such a smart man. You cheat on your wife, but she will hail you, "Tomorrow is Father's Day," as if you are a hero. You can't hide it from God. What do you think you are good at hiding? It's open before God. In Psalm 139, the man of God, David, was speaking about how it's not possible to hide from God. He said, "Where can I go to hide from your presence?" Verse 7. Verse 8 says, "If I ascend up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me." There is nothing that hides in God's presence. You may erase every track, you may shred every evidence, but it's open in God's sight. And the wages of that sin is surely coming for you, because the wages of sin is death. Now, this woman had her life changed. It's unfortunate that the rest left. Maybe a better thing to have done, for them to have done, was to also kneel beside her. Look at this. He said, "The one who is without sin should cast the first stone." Then all of them remembered their sins. But instead of turning away from their sins there, and turning around and turning their lives over to him, these guys just dropped the stones and turned away from life. They turned away from Christ. What a pity. What a shame. He said, verse 23, Romans 6, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life." How? Or how does it come to someone? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And there Jesus was. He said, "The one who is without sin should cast the first stone." No one was able to cast the first stone. They all admitted, "We are all full of sin. We are all sinners." The next thing to do was, "Lord, help us." But these people came to the one who could give life, and they turned away. That woman had a different outcome. She was there. She never left him. She knew she was at his mercy. And they have all turned, they have all left, and Jesus was with her alone, and she knew he could condemn her. He is a man who is without sin. He said, "Where are your accusers? Didn't anyone condemn you?" She said, "No." He said, "I don't condemn you either." In John chapter 3, he said, "The Son of Man has not come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." But the truth too is that he said there that the one who doesn't believe him is condemned already. He said, "I don't condemn you either. I'm not here to condemn. I'm here to save." Jesus saves this woman here. And he says, "I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more." That woman left his presence justified. Justified means just as if you have not sinned. Her sins were cleansed. Her wages were exchanged for life. But the people who brought her, they just deferred their judgment. They just deferred the payment of their wages. They just deferred the death that was due them, because they saw life and they turned away from life, preferring to continue in their hypocrisy. Don't come to Jesus and be convicted of your sin. Because that thing happens a lot. When you are in a place where Jesus is, it's not easy to continue in sin. You'll be convicted of sin. You'll be uncomfortable with sin. Let me put it to you that if you are in church and you are comfortably living in sin, then you have to question yourself whether Jesus is really there. You have to ask yourself that question. If you are in church and you are comfortably living in sin, you can go to church and you are living in sin and you are comfortable. You just go and dance and give your offering and and greet everyone. Hi, hi, hi. And you don't feel anything. The Bible said, Jesus spoke about his spirit. He said, when he comes, he shall reprove the world of sin, of righteousness and of judgment. If Jesus is in a place, if the Holy Spirit is in a place, sin doesn't stay there. You can't comfortably live in sin in Jesus' presence. No. Look at the people who met him. Look at Zacchaeus. Jesus hasn't even spoken. And Zacchaeus said, Lord, I've been defrauding people. But you've come into my life and I'm turning a new leaf. All the things that I've taken from people, I'm going to give back to them 4 times. And I'm going to give half of my goods to feed the poor. That's what Jesus does when he's in a place. So if you are in church and you are comfortably living in sin, you are comfortably living in sin, ask yourself whether Jesus is there. If you are a pastor and people can comfortably live in sin and you don't want to talk about it, you choose the people over the Lord because he will leave you or his presence will not be felt. And what are we preaching for? He said, when I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Isn't that why we preach? Isn't that why we preach? The Bible said, the Lord knows those who are his. Let those who name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It's about time that the church is the church where Jesus is. And where he's transforming lives and making them new. It doesn't matter how bad your sin is. It doesn't matter whether you've been caught or you've not been caught. Jesus Christ can make you new. If you come to Jesus tonight, he's not going to condemn you. Ah, you are such a this person. You're such a bad person. How could you do this at this age? Look at how. That's not Jesus. If you come to him tonight, he'll receive you. And he'll say, I don't condemn you. But go and sin no more. But if you turn away from the cross, from the gospel, from this message that you are hearing today, you may deceive everyone because you've not been caught. But always understand that nothing is hidden from his eye. And you would only be deferring certain judgment. You would only be deferring the wages or the payment for your sin. Don't turn away from Jesus when you have not been changed. Don't turn and walk away when your sins have not been forgiven. Don't be like the other people, those people who brought the stones. They admitted right there that we are not without sin. We are sinners just like she is. We can't stone her. But their conclusion was wrong. So let's turn and go back. No, 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 no. Jesus, help me. That's what they should have said. Jesus, save us. That's what they should have said. And they would have received eternal life. But they turned away. They came to stone her. But they left. And they are the ones whose stones were waiting for them. They are the ones who still had a death sentence. Because the wages of sin is death. Eternal separation from God. But she who was caught in adultery was made new. People may know you to be a very bad person. You may have a very terrible history or reputation. But Jesus does very well with people like that. He will make you new. Mary Magdalene had 7 devils, but she's the first person who saw the risen Lord. Paul the Apostle was consenting to the death of Stephen, but he is the same person who wrote more than half of the New Testament and sent the gospel all over the place. Don't let your many sins take you away from Jesus. He does well with every kind of sinner. And he loves you. He doesn't condemn you. But there will come a time when he will sit in the seat of judgment, the great white throne. That time, all the things that have been hidden, they will come to light, and people will pay for their sins. And it's certain, just like any student who goes to school, you go to SSS, you know, whatever you do, there will be an examination. You know, there will be a WASI. You know it. And that's how it is going to be in life. There will be a time of reckoning. But if you meet Jesus now, he doesn't condemn. He is not going to judge you now. Right now, all he wants to do is forgive you and pardon you and give you the grace to sin no more. Bow your head with me as we pray. There's a song that says, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be as wool. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as white as snow. You just have to admit that you are truly a sinner. I mean, you don't have to hide like these Pharisees. And you don't have to turn away with your sin. You just want to tell the Lord that I'm coming to you. Billy Graham always used to sing the song, Just As I Am, his choir would sing. Lamb of God, I come. With your sins and however it is you are, he will receive you. If you want to turn to Jesus tonight, bow your head and pray this prayer with me from the depth of your heart. Mean every word you say. It's not a magic prayer, but he said if you confess with your mouth, and that's what we are doing, and believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him up, you shall be saved. Say, Father, I come to you tonight. I am a guilty sinner, but I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me and wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. Jesus, I know that you are the Son of God, that you came into this world for me, and you suffered and died so that I would be free. And you rose again on the third day. Jesus, I give you my life. I give you my heart. I give you my all. From today, I will serve you. I will love you. Thank you for receiving me. For your word says that whosoever comes to you, you will in no wise turn away. I am born again. My sins are forgiven. And my name is written in heaven. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. Glory to God. Before I leave, I want to pray for you. The Bible says he was wounded for our transgressions. That means his wounds. He was wounded so that we will get our sins will be forgiven. That's what has just happened to you. He was bruised for our iniquities, so that our iniquities and the judgment and the punishment that should come for our sins and our iniquities, he was bruised so that that judgment would pass us by. The punishment that brought us peace with God, shalom, wellness, that punishment was on Jesus. And with his stripes, we are healed. He was beaten on his back, pierced in his side. All the wounds he suffered, the pain, it was so that you and I would be healed. And I want to pray for the sick now, wherever, if you are sick, I just want you to begin to call on God and ask him to heal you now. And just put your hand one hand where the sickness is. The power of God is here, very strong in this studio. And as I pray, that sickness will leave you. Migraine headaches are leaving somebody right now. Asthma is also leaving somebody right now. Blurred vision is clearing right now. There's a tumor in your brain, but the power of God is destroying that thing right now, and it's shrinking. It's shrinking. You begin to, the symptoms will begin to abate until they have left you. The vomiting and the double vision is all going to stop. And you go back to your doctor and let him run his tests. You'll find that the power of God has touched you. Begin to receive your healing now. Begin to receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, be made whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be loosed from the power of any infirmity now. Be loosed from the power of cancers right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let pain leave your body. The pain in muscles, pain in joints, let it leave your body now. Pain in the bone, let it leave your body now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of God is healing a chronic bone infection. It goes, it comes, though there are discharges from your bone, but the power of God is healing you now. Let every infectious process stop by the power of the Holy Ghost. Be made whole. Be made whole. I may not have mentioned your problem, but Jesus Christ makes you whole. Be set free. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Begin to do what you could not do before. Begin to move where you could, if you couldn't move. Check wherever you had the symptoms. You'll find your healing is there. Your symptoms are gone. Your pain is gone. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Let us know what God has done. Let us know how He has forgiven you and how He has set you free. 0249-471-769. 0249-471-769. Send us a WhatsApp message, voice note. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Let us know what God has done. He has touched you. Do what you couldn't do before. Move. Get up of that sick bed. Ask someone to speak into that your deaf ear. You'll find that it has opened up. The power of God has touched you. Like Jesus told the woman, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Live for Him. Serve Him. In a church that fears God, church is supposed to prepare us for heaven. That's the most important thing. Make sure that you are in a place that is doing this for you. You can visit us at Miracle Way Church, Cheshire, inside Kochi. You can use the Kochi Kokobin Road or the Sokobain Kwaoma Road. You reach us, your life will never be the same. We'll be with you again next week. God bless you. We love you.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Way Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471-769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.